So we'll continue our discussion on Amir Lenukri. Since it's been a couple of weeks, we'll do a little review and continue on. So we began with the Pasuk in Parshas Bo, Ko Melacha Lo Yasa Behem, and the Bechol Torah Tafila Yidei Acherim, that even other people can't do Melacha for you on Shabbos and Yantav. So what's the Chiddush of Afilu Yidei Acherim? So the Ramban writes on the Pasuk in Parshas Bo, who we're referring to. If it's referring to a Jew, it can't be, because with Naiva Losi Tei Mechsho, we know it's not referring to a Jew, because anyway he can't violate Shabbos. And what about a guy? It can't be referring to a guy either, because the Gemara in Shabbos says in many places, Amir Lenachri Shvistu. Amir Lenachri is only a rabbinical prohibition. So how could you say the Pasuk is talking about a guy? Therefore the Ramban concludes, Einachinami, the Pasuk says an asmach to biyama. You don't take the mechot, the literally, doesn't mean it that literally, it's just a smach on the Pasuk, but really Amir Lenachri is only a din drabanan. And the Pasuk is another smach. The other Rishonim, the Hilchis Kedoras, the Urayim, and the Galyoni Ashas, and Daf Kuf Nun brings down, maybe some Rishonim make a distinction between Chafsa Shal Yisrael and Chafsa Shal Goy. If you're actually doing it in the Jew's home, his food, his pots, everything, perhaps that's a din d'oraisa. But when the Gemara says Amir Lenachri Shvus, it's talking about a guy in his own home cooking for you, putting all the bishuakum and other issues involved. That's what they're talking about. We don't assume that Lahalacha, that's a minority view. And we accept Lahalacha, Amir Lenachri is only a Shvus, is only a din d'rabanan. So we asked the Mefarshim, the Pnei Yoshua, others asked, we know we have a klal called Tikkun d'rabanan, Ke'ein d'oraisa Tikkun. We generally have a principle, the Chachamim don't make up a halach in a vacuum. They have to base it on a din d'oraisa. So what's the din d'oraisa of Amir Lenachri? So we pointed out, Tosfos Yavamos Daf Memches suggested, or based on his Yisod, and the Gemara increases, we discussed the concept of a Ger Toshav. So we know a Ger Toshav means a resident alien. But what does that mean in real life? So that's a major machlokas in the Gemara, what exactly is a Ger Toshav. So a regular guy is chayev in Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. A Ger Toshav makes a Kabbalah to keep us. That's the question, what the Kabbalah B'fnei Basin is. Either he keeps the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, or some say he keeps everything except the Issa Neveila. Others say he just has to keep, he just can't violate Avodah Zarah, but everything else he can do. You have the whole boundary, but according to everybody, he can eat Nevela, and according to everyone, there's an Isra Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara increase suggests as a possibility, maybe perhaps then, a Ger Toshav has to keep Shabbos. Because why? By a Ger Toshav, we're going to have a more liberal or stricter definition of what it means not to worship idols, not to be an over. Just like you find Tzirtzach in the Torah, to a Jew may not mean one thing, to a Ben Noach, it's a different definition. So same thing here, that when it says not to worship idols for a guy is one thing, but perhaps for a Ger Toshav, that you'd have to keep Shabbos, because Kol Machal Shabbos, Gila Ovei Avodah Zarah. So that's a discussion. Obviously we don't assume that way. So Tosfos Yavama suggests perhaps what the Pasuk means then, we're referring to of we now face but a Moshe Vagir, that's the Pasuk where they learn it out from in Parashas Mishpatim next week, is that no, of course a Ger Toshav could do Malacha for himself on Shabbos, because we know a guy's not allowed to keep Shabbos. But it means a Ger Toshav can't do Malacha if you, Amir Lenachri, if you tell a Ger Toshav to do Malacha for you, so perhaps that's an Issa D'Oraisa. And therefore that's the din. So the din d'oraisa is telling a Ger Toshav to do Malacha for you on Shabbos. Comes along the Chachamim, Amir Lenachri, not only on a Ger Toshav, but we extend it to all Gentiles, and that's what perhaps the din is based on. But either way, according to everyone, according to Eli Paskin, Amir Lenachri is only a din drabanan. So we gave three different schools of thought in the Rishonim. What was the Amir, what was the Yisra based on? So the Rambam writes in Perek Vav, it's Gzeira Shema, you might come to Machal Shabbos yourself, because Shabbos is going to become kal in your eyes if every second he's doing X, Y, and Z for you, and then you'll forget he's not around, kind of like the slippery slope. if you, this thing will lead to another, and therefore you'll end up being Mechalel Shabbos yourself. And that's what we point out, according to the Rambam, that since it's a Gzera, you could violate Amir Lenachri, even be Sheh V'Altasa, like we find by other Gzeras, like we discussed by Shehiyah. Since it's a Gzera Shem Yechata Begacholim, so how, the Kishu, why should I be Esra? I put food on the stove before Shabbos. Am I doing anything on Shabbos? How could I possibly be over Isid Rabbanan? So that's Tawach. If you assume it's a Gzera Shem Yechata Begacholim, so then you could discuss the possibility of being over B'Sheh V'Altasa. And that's why, according to the Rambam, even if you tell the guy on Erev Shabbos that I want you to do this for me on Shabbos, doesn't make a difference. You don't have to be doing anything. It's a gzera that Shabbos become cow in your eyes, and if you end up having a guy do everything for you, you end up doing it yourself. That's the Rambam words in Midin Gzera. Rashi, in two different places, gives two different answers. Rashi says in Avodah Zarah, Dav Tezayim, he says because based on the pasuk in Yishayahu Ladav Yadavar, he learns that just like there's a special way to talk on Shabbos, dress on Shabbos, in addition to Kav Leoneg, he says the mere instruction of telling a non-Jew to do malacha for you, that's the violation. Even if the guy doesn't do it, it's the actual talking about something which is usher to do, that's in violation of Ladav Yadavar Midrabanan. The Chacham extended it to this, and that's why, so according to Rashi and Avodah Zarah, you could tell a guy to do something for you Erev Shabbos for Shabbos, because the concern is the mere instruction, but the reverse would be a problem, telling a guy to do for you on Shabbos for after Shabbos. So according to Rashi and Avodah Zarah, it's the mere actual talking about it. And Rashi and Shabbos even has a bigger Kiddush, and Dafam Kufnan Gimel, Rashi writes over there that that we know, even though we have a Gemara tells us in Kiddushin, first we have a principle in the Gemara, Shlucho Shel Adam Kamo. So we have a principle in Halacha you can appoint a Shliach and it's got credit, like, you know, whatever the Chakir is in Shlichos, whether you're actually doing it or the act is being Mizrachis back to you. Either way, there's a concept of Shlichos. So yet we know, Ein Shlichos La'akam. The Gemara tells us in Kiddushin, that ain't shlichus la'akam. So how could Rashi write, what's the problem of Amir Lenachri? Because Harehu Kishlucho. And what the Rashi is saying, when I appoint a guy, I tell a guy to do a malacha for me on Shabbos, midrabanan, it's like I'm doing the malacha, and that's why I'm asur. I ain't shlichus la'akam. So that's a difficult to Rashi. So some want to make a distinction that maybe by mitzvahs, that where's the Gemara talk about ain't shlichus la'akam, by truma, he's Eidu B'Torah, Truma, all those mitzvahs, then he can't be Bechah. But perhaps Dinei Mamonos, maybe there's a distinction, or perhaps maybe the Gemara is only talking about Minat Torah, but maybe Midra Badan.
Why don't you just say the Chazal created this
mitzvah? Why do you want?
The idea of
When they set up the Dindra Banan, they set it in right. That's what what gets into what the parameters are,
right,
which is a separate topic of Ein Shlichus L'Yakam. Yeah. So therefore,
but isn't Shlichus D'oraisa?
No, the concept of Shlichus is definitely D'oraisa.
Right.
So therefore,
this Gzera, there was a Gzera of don't tell a goy. Rashi's saying is because it's like a Shlichus. So what you're really saying is that Chazal created this Avera through creating a Shlichus to a goy, which is not a D'oraisa concept of Shlichus whatsoever.
Right, the passage of Rashi is he has to mean Midrabanan. It's giving a reason for Amir Lenachri. So right, no, Shlichus is definitely a Din D'oraisa. But they want to say, Rashi's saying Midrabanan L'chumra, so L'choshes, maybe there is Shlichus by an Akam. But right, the Din of Shlichus itself is a D'oraisa. Does someone want to make a chilukim between?
They created the shlichus.
Yeah, well, I'm saying that's by different ways of learning it. They say.
The other one will explain why you need another answer. The bin lachuma, because you say this is the shlichus you're creating. It already exists. But if you're actually creating the shlichus, it's a totally different category.
Right, therefore that's why, so that's why, actually, so That's what his stipler brings down. Really, you need both of these reasons in Rashi. He claims, you know, Shulchan Aruch goes with Chumrah in terms of, that's why in terms of being Machmir, not to tell a guy to do something for you Erev Shabbos. Mm-hmm. It's not a problem of Rashi and Leno Zara, but it'd be an issue of Rashi and in Shabbos, Asmidin Shlichus. But in terms of, and also the Shulchan Aruch goes with Chumrah in terms of telling a guy to do something for you on Shabbos. So after Shabbos, the stipler writes, you know, the Shulchan Aruch is taking, you know, both chumras. But either way, those are the three schools of thought. Whether it's midin, this gzera, you might come to do it yourself, slippery slope. Is it out the din of the mere instruction, l'davidavar, or is it the other issue of shlichas, which is a separate? You know, we can have a shiur on shlichas and get more into what Rashi means here, or is it din midrabanan of shlichas? So the issue is, so we know Amir l'nakri, that's the rule, it's usur. But this is one of the halakhas where you have more exceptions to the rule than the rule itself. And that's why people think you could do anything, which we'll see if they're right or wrong about that. So the question is, obviously Amir l'nakri is usur, but then the question is, Amir l'nakri with Sarach mitzvah, and then, or we'll see, Mila, any mitzvah, do you extend it? You know, Gemara talks about a cholesh aimbo sakani, even Amir l'nakri. The Chachamim works well with the Rambam, the name of Mary Gzera of Amir l'nakri when you dealt with the cholesh. And then how far you'll see how far the post can take it. But Makam Hefsid Gado, what's it Sarach? Well, we'll get into when we get into some questions Gemaisa. But so we said the Gemara in Ervin and Samach Zayin basically has a whole discussion, Samach Zayin, Samach Hes, about the case of the Gemara's case about when all the water spills, they used to need water before and after the milah for it would be a sakana for the child. So the case was there, you didn't have any water, but the case was there was water heated up somewhere else in another chutzner. So the Gemara's discussion was, could you get a guy to carry it? It's a case where it's not Rishus HaRabim, it's only an Issa Drabanan. So could you carry? Could you go ahead and get a guy to carry for you the water? So that's, the Gemara goes back and forth. The Gemara concludes, Shvus to Isbe Maisa Usser, Shvus to Lesbe Maisa Usser. So what is, I mean, Shvus to Isbe Maisa Usser, Shvus to Lesbe Maisa Mutter. So what exactly does it mean? So that's three schools of thought in the Rishonim. So the way Rambam and the Rif learn the Gemara as follows. It means, Shvus to Isbe Maisa, meaning we're dealing with the Din Daraisa. That by Din Daraisa, meaning if I did it, obviously a guy is a Nizer in Shabbat, but it means if a Jew would do it, it would be us in Daraisa. So that's what they're saying here. You can't get a guy to do an Isa Daraisa for you. But over here, in other words, if it was a Rishus HaRabim, then the Rif and the Rama would say you can't have the bris today. In other words, you can't have a guy go, we'll see if that's true halacha, but based on what we're saying here, that they say it only applies to a deraisa you can't have a guy do. In other words, in fact, the Rif writes, and that's why the Gemara did not throw out the example of and getting a guy to heat up hot water for you. Why? Because heating up hot water, that's in deraisa, that's bishul. But it will only be matir and issa drabanan. That's the famous klal where shvus to shvus, the makam mitzvah comes in. You have two, Amir l'nakri, telling a guy to do something is a drabanan. Carrying in a non-Rishus HaRabim is only a Din Drabanan. So you have a Shvus to Shvus, so normally Shvus to Shvus is Usur, but B'makam Mitzvah, so therefore they permit it. That's how the Rambam and Rif were in the Gemara. You can't have a guy do a Daraisa for you, but you have to get a guy to do a Drabanan for you. You get it down to a Shvus to Shvus, that by itself isn't okay. Then you find a Makam Mitzvah, so that's the Rambam and the Rif Shita, which we'll see with the Mechaber, you know, which is basically codified, we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Baal Iter says, no way, that's not what it means. He says, the Isbe Maisa means a Jew doing it. The Lesbe Maisa means a guy doing it. So according to the Baal Iter, Amir l'Nakri, you can't tell a Jew to do anything for you on Shabbos. But what the Gemara is telling us is, basically everything goes for a guy. That basically you could tell a guy, you can go Sastakoma, I can't do malacha, but I could get a guy, again with Sarach Mitzvah, doesn't just say Sam, but with Sarach Mitzvah he says You could even get a guy to do a malacha deraisa, and therefore he says that this is talking about a case of a chatzar. You're allowed to cook. You're allowed to cook up hot water. And I think his case, he even says even a bigger chiddush. I think he talks about a case where could you get a guy to light candles for you? It's after shkia, I guess. Or maybe, I don't know if he goes so far even in the States already, but he talks about the case of Hadlakas Shabbos. So he permits you to get a guy to, like, you know, which is a separate discussion in terms of what's the mitzvah Hadlakas near Shabbos, the Mais Hadlaka, but he talks about you can get a guy to light candles for you. And the chiddush is, you could do a malacha deraisa, even though Pashas Hadlakas near is only Durabanan. So he even has a bigger chiddush. You can get a guy to do a din deraisa even on a mitzvah derabanan. That's how far even. You don't even need a mitzvah deraisa. Any makam mitzvah, any makam sarach. That's how the sefer iter. So the Ramban quotes both of these opinions, the Rif and Rambam and the Baal Iter, and he says that's not the pshat in either. Really, Amir Lenachri is always usher. It doesn't make it even a malacha derabanan. You can't get a guy. There's no concept of shvus to shvus to makam mitzvah, or shvus to, in other words, you can't even get a guy to do a malacha to rabbanim for you. What about the Gemara and everyone we just read? Okay, that's an exception to the rule. So the Rambam learns the rule is, there is no amir lenakri with tzorak mitzvah. There's no general klal. Yeah, okay, so when we'll see, we'll go through specific Gemaras, obviously he'll have to say that's the exception to the rule. But the rule is there is no rule. You can't even do Amir Lenakri with Tzorach Mitzvah. Those are the three sheets in the Rishonim. So Pashtis in the Shulchan Aruch, we work with the concept of Shvus to Shvus the Makam Mitzvah, which that seems to be, we shoot for that L'chadchila. We try to get a double Durabanan in B'Makam Mitzvah. That's what the Machaber brings down. And the Ramah brings down, he quotes the Sefer or Itir, and he says, this is the concept where Shabbos guy came. He says there are communities in Europe that get a guy to do everything. Everything goes. Everything's at Sarach. And therefore he says, he quotes, and that's the Sefer or Itir Shita. He says, that's the Shabbos guy comes from the Baal Itir. However, he says, L'chadchila, it's best to try not to rely on the Sefer, on the Itir, the Baal Itir. However, b'shas hadchak k'day lismoch al Baal Iter, and that's in fact the Mishnah Berurah. All the poskim bring down the Baal Iter in the case of shas hadchak, which many times it is shas hadchak. But either way, so the Gemara gives us, so we have a specific heter by Mila. The Gemara, so even the Ramban has to agree. He doesn't go as far as the Baal Iter. He'll say like the Rambam and the Rif that shvus to shvus the makam Mila is mutter. That's all the Ramban will. That's all. You have the Sefer Iter. It goes on everything. It depends. The Sefer Iter actually is talking about the Gemara is talking about Mila, but we'll see. Some warn it just limited to Mila. Others say he expands it to everything. But anyway, what's clear is from this Gemara, Mila is definitely you definitely could do a Amir Lenakri with Tzorach Mitzvah. It seems to be a machlokas rishonim, how far do we go? Can you violate a malacha deraisa for it? So we mentioned last time, you know, where the count where let's say you have a Shabbos bris. At this point, the Ramban writes, and the reason why Shabbos is different is because we see Mila's doch. In other words, he's explaining why is Mila different. If I normally say there is no concept of Amiru and Nakri with Sarah, so why is Mila the exception? He says because Mila's doch a Shabbos. Already we see Mila's doch a Shabbos. I don't have to worry about Amir Lenakri by Mila, and the Ritva writes, as we see also by Gzeira Derabba, we only say it by Megillah, we say it by Shofar, we say it by Sukkah, but we don't say Gzeira Derabba by Mila. So already we already have the ready room to, the Ramban has logic why he says Mila is an exception to the rule, because we find Mila is Docha Shabbos. So let's say you have a Shabbos bris and the child is sick on Friday, as he is right now, you cannot do the bris, it's the Sakana. But the doctor says, probably if you take a blood test tomorrow, I've seen enough of them. Obviously, I'm not telling you what to do, but obviously we'll have to take a blood test, but I'm pretty sure the kid is going to be fine tomorrow. So Shaila is taking a blood test on Shabbos and Issa Daraisa. Machok is you showed him what's the Issa Daraisa, but it's clearly an Issa Daraisa to take a blood test. So Shaila, can you do it? So if you go with the Rambam and Rif, then you can't, because that's a Shvus to Shvus to Makam Mila. However, many poskim quote the Bahagir is a case of Bishas Adchak, and the Rama says you could rely on the Bala Itir Bishas Adchak, and even the Mr. Brewer, the Magen Avraham, many other posts can bring it down. So Lamaisa, I'd be Mat or someone, you know, even Derisas for even on Shabbos for a Mila.
But the Ramban also agreed to that even for Mila.
Yeah, it's the Ramban, right. I mean,
so everybody would.
Right.
In that case, it would be Matzer.
Right. Well, no, because the Riff and Rambam, not necessarily, they would say not.
The Ramban.
No, I'm saying, I assume he'd go with the lesser Kiddush once he's
right.
Not. Right, because according to the Rambam and Riff, you can't do the Bris on Shabbos.
Right.
It's only, so, you know, maybe it's Svardim went to it, I don't know. But I'm saying, based on the Psak of the Ramban, I've seen many, I'd tell someone to go ahead and they do the blood test and do the Bris on Shabbos. Because you have, you know, so many posts can bring down, you can rely on the, and especially Mila, I'm saying even it's less of a Kiddush because the actual case is Mila. Like the Baal Hita actually says it explicitly by Mila. Another mitzvah, I'm not saying you can't, but then that's already one step removed. Because you have the Baal Hita and then you have what some say the Baal Hita says.
Uh-huh.
You have the pure, so therefore Mila is even an easier Shaila to answer. To violate a malacha deraisa, because the Baal Hita actually said it's just a machlokes Baal Hita someone else. So by Mila, by other mitzvahs, you have to already come. The Baal Hita only say it by Mila, say it by other mitzvahs. So by Mila again. So I be meko on b'shas adchak, and all these cases are shas adchak. All these Mila cases with the child. So then there's another Gemara we touched on, the Gemara in Gin and Daf Ches Amud Beis, which talks about, the Gemara talks about, there's a sugya about get, we're not getting into, but about Surya being, about whether it's Yishev Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvahs of Tluyas Ba'aretz apply in those areas. So the Gemara talks about acquiring land, and I guess they learn, like, you know, the later anti-Semites in Britain and Russia, they learn that you try to have everything on Shabbos, whether it's auctions and buying land, so they were selling land on Shabbos. So the Gemara talks about, you know, what can you do? So the Gemara says, the Gemara has mentions, you could even write a shtar, you know, you could write out the shtar on Shabbos. Write out the shtar, you get a guy to, you get Amir Lenachri, you get a guy to write the shtar for you. You can't do it yourself. You can't be Machal Shabbos Daraisa. But you can get a guy to do even a Daraisa that's the whole discussion. So again, is this the exception or the rule? So according to the Bala Eater, of course, okay, here's my raya. See, look, can the Gemara get into raya for me? Malacha daraisa and Nisha Veritzos. Is this further proving my shita? According to the Rambam and Riff and the Ramban, obviously you have to say this is an exception to the rule. And so then, so the further discussion in the Rishonim, what's planned this Gemara? What exactly? What do you mean, Makam Yishev? Yeah.
In the case of the issue there, it's Israel.
There's a lot of rain.
In Yishev Eretz Yisrael case, it's only through a goy. In the case of the Mila, you would say it's only through a goy.
Yeah, only in terms of. In terms of like cooking up the water, you can't get another Jew to, because Makshiri Mila, the Mila itself is dope, obviously you can have a Moel, but besides,
so
you can't, yeah.
So, so you'd have to...
Right, you can't, right, you could never have another Jew, you know, right, so that's the discussion, what does it mean?
What about a Katan? Okay. Now this comparison with...
Yeah, so I mean, Katan, right, you know, so that's a... that's the Gemara and Yavamas about being Machilin to a Katan, you know, about giving to... giving to a katan, that's a separate. So, believe katan's worse than, you know, that's how just giving a katan carrying a sitter. There's a whole, it's not necessarily recommend, you know, but the discussion.
But the tzibur,
yes, I'm saying if they need, right. So there's a discussion. There's what the Torah, because then you're only dealing with the katan's only drabanan, right, in terms of chinuch. But right, we could discuss it. We're not discussing now, but katan's a separate discussion.
So where are we holding? So first of all, Mila for sure.
Mila,
whichever way it is, Mila, Yishev Eretz Yisrael, because they're special cases.
Right, so we're saying, right, so I'm discussing Yishev Eretz Yisrael right now,
right.
But Mila, according to, it's a machok, you're asking halacha l'maaseh, you're asking according to the Rishon, I mean,
we're learning now.
Yes, it depends, so according to the Rambam and Rif, and you only can be matzer mila for you need a shvus to shvus. According to the Baal Iter,
But the point is, only at this point we've only said for mila.
Right. That's Just mila. This Gemara is just Eretz Yisrael. Now, what are we saying about Eretz Yisrael? So that's when the Gemara says you're allowed to do it. For what kind of mitzvah? Is it the mitzvah of Yachid, of living in Eretz Yisrael? Is that what it says mitzvah the Rabbim there, but it's a discussion in the Rishonim. What exactly does that mean for someone to, maybe it's a mitzvah the Rabbim, part of the mitzvah, you yourself living, that's part of the mitzvah. Well, they say no, it means like actually buying, that doesn't mean the individual that's moving to Eretz Yisrael like that. That's why I said that was a discussion when they had in Russia. I said that wasn't really a shaykh because it was a suffix sakana anyway to get out of the Soviet Union and that. But apparently they only sold tickets on Shabbat to go to Israel. So they wanted you to go in and you have to go in. So basically it's the same, so the same thing, go getting a guy and to sign everything and that, because I said suffix sakana anyway, but if you assume that it's for the yachid, then you even can do that on Shabbos. But others say it's not. It's more than just the yachid. It's a mitzvah. The rab of Eretz Yisrael is different. So we see the klal here that even so, depending on according to the Baal Iter, this is the rule. You could violate a malacha deraisa, Eretz Yisrael mila, and according to everyone else, this is all the exception to the rule. In fact, however, it's not so simple. It's a sheet of the Or Zarua, which says you can't bring any rayas from here, because what are we assuming? That Ksivas Hashtar, what are we assuming? Writing on Shabbos, is that a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan? What's the Pashtus? Kosev, yeah. It's a Din, it's one of the Lametetz Malachas.
Unless you do it in such a way that it's...
Right, without a Sheena, regular right. So therefore, there's a Ruah Shita, based on, over there, based on the Gemara, it's in Shabbos quoted a lot, based on a Yerushalmi, that... The only time ksiva is deraisa, if it's ksav ashuris or it's yavanis, like the whole thing, like with the Sefer Torah. So he goes, I'm not going into the whole raya how he gets it from, but he quotes a Yerushalmi, and therefore his shita is that ksiva, this Gemara is not telling me anything. The Gemara is just telling me that you could violate issa d'rabban and ksiva. So according to that, that would be the rule of the Rambam and the Rif, that by... However, just about everybody rejects the Or. We don't accept the Or Zeruah LaHalacha, except of course the Rama quotes him in Shulchan Aruch, the Or Zeruah, which all the later posts can say no, we don't accept this. Even though he's quoted, but we don't really accept it. We always assume any ksiva, maybe it's one of the sniffim we could use to be makel in some, b'shas hachak and other areas. But we assume LaHalacha. It's a tremendous chiddush to, help doctors a lot, writing and all this stuff, but tremendous. But we assume any ksivas daraisa, but that's his Or Zeruah shita. So depending on how you learn that Gemara, what the rule is, if you learn Or Zeruah, then that's following the Rambam and the Rif. It's a shvus to shvus. It's not telling me, or you're telling a guy to do an issa d'rabbanan. The pashas we learn ksiva is it's a daraisa. So that gets into the issue of mitzvah derabba mana, and then there's another Gemara in Beya, Davav, the famous Gemara about kfura. So the Mishnah tells us in Shabbos there's no kfura on Shabbos, no matter what. In fact, they quote that, and anyone who makes a kever or does tachrichim, we can't use it. It's a knas. You can never use that grave. You can never use the tachrichim. So Shabbos is off. But the Gemara tells us in Beya that we know. We could be kover b'yontov rishon through a guy. Let's say mace b'yontov rishon, so mi'ikra din ha-gemara, we get a guy to do the burial. And yontov sheni, atil ha-yidei Yisrael. Rav Moshe has this famous tshuva where he thinks that gemara doesn't apply. It's not nogeya to us anymore. People go scream chai v'chayim at him because he says, the whole issue is covered on mace, how it's bizayon, the body's going to come to, but today we have freezers and stuff, you can just put them and the body could stay. So he thinks that whole Gemara doesn't apply, you could wait and you shouldn't
the first day or the second day?
Wait on both. He thinks you should wait, and he says even to wait until after We'll see. I'll give you a total opposite sheet in a second. I'll tell you a psak from Rav Moshe Soloveitcher. Just the opposite. But Rav Moshe has his famous tshuva where Yontif Sheni, it's Gorim Chil Yad, all the people. So he's basically, he starts over this tshuva saying he doesn't think the Gemara is, but people say, what? How could you go against the Gemara? So he says, I'm not going against the Gemara. It's a different Metzias, but, you know, I'll pressure that. You know, if you can see if I'm right, the tshuva, he just tries to appease him at the end saying, okay, maybe the Gemara is applied. Sometimes he by the way doesn't think the Gemara applies, but either that's what Moshe's tshuva about not doing anything on Yontif Rishon. You know, he said the different minhagim in Breuer's and other places where they in Chassidim they actually do on Yontif. But
here they did one many years ago.
Yeah, Yontif Sheni, they still haven't there. I haven't seen Yontif Rishon. So that's the Gemara. So the Gemara says Yontif Rishon you could bury. So what's the heter of Kfura on Yontif Rishon? Why could you do? That's why Rav Moshe says. That's why Rav Moshe claims dafka kfur. There's no general klal. Why pick on kfur in any mitzvah? If I have a mitzvah to do, I'm here with nakri. Rav Moshe writes why kfura dafka kfur because they all say it's going to come to the body. It's going to decompose and be a bizayon. Or else why not say it by any? Why pick on kfur in the Gemara? But either way, the Gemara says kfur beyond to reach on a guy. What's if pashas haGemara? What is it telling me? It's a din of amir with nakri. It's telling me. Amir l'nachri on the first day of Yontif, you can and kfura is definitely a malacha daraisa to make the kever to make the tachrichim. You're in clear violation of malacha daraisa. So clear. What do we see from this gemara? Amir l'nachri, I feel malacha daraisa, but makam at least b'makam kfura again. How?
Makam mitzvah.
Yeah, makam kfura again. The old question: kfura or makam mitzvah? Right, but that's so. So it seems to be working. At first glance, it seems to be the classical din of Amir Lenachri, which fits in very well with the Bala Itzer. That again, what do you want from me? I'm, of course, it's Lotzarach Mitzvah, even Malacha Daraisa. That's the first din, so it seems to be telling me Pshuto. And then the second halacha seems to be another halacha. In other words, there's a din of Yontif Rishon, it's telling me a din of Amir Lenachri. What's the din of Yontif Sheni? That through Yisrael, so that has nothing to do with Amir and Nachri. So the din of Yontif Sheni. So that's a discussion actually in the Gemara about could you always do it on Yontif Sheni? Maybe if there's a guy around, should you get a guy to do it for you? So that's a discussion over there with my Zutra in the Gemara. So according to the Machlok, some say. It's more that it's only if there's no other option, but it's not really l'chadchila. And I think it was Mar Zitra over there says that no, Yontif Sheni l'gavei kfura k'chol shav yulei rabbanan. No, it's totally heter gamar. Yontif Sheni is k'chol. You do all this. You do everything. So it seems to be the issue in the Gemara. Whether Yontif Sheni, you do it in Yisrael, seems to be. The issue is nothing. The first halacha is Amir Lenachri with Tzarach Mitzvah Kfura. The second halacha seems to be whether Yontif Sheni, whether Kfura by Yontif Sheni is Hutra or Dechuya. In fact, because the Ran seems to learn Kachol Shav Yulei and it's a din of Hutra. The Shiltis quotes, and the Tziv quotes the Shiltis, he has a different girsa. He writes Yontif Kfura Dochi Yontif Sheni, he has a Lashon of Dechuya. So the big nafkamina in terms of the interesting Meiri, let me ask you something. So the Gemara says, Kfura Yontif Rishon Naidei Gai, Yontif Sheni Naidei. So let's say Yontif.
But Kfura in time of the Mishnah, the Gemara, was not burying, it was putting in.
No, yeah, but involved, but it involved
it's
different.
Kfura is digging and covering up.
No, but
what's the definition for it? Digging and covering up.
That was a short period.
No, but
that was exactly that time.
No, but
exactly
they, the time of the but whatever.
Not the Gemara.
No, the Gemara. Okay. The Rishonim talk about we're dealing with the din d'oraisa. You're right. I'm saying that whatever the Metzias was,
but Mishnah or more? Are you talking about?
But no, the Gemara is talking. I mean, the Gemara has that goes through the whole discussion.
Oh, it
does. Right. But let me ask you something. Yontif Rishon. Right, okay, so that's, so Pashas seems to be two different issues. Yontif Rishon is the heter of Amir Lenachri. Yontif Sheni doesn't do it Amir Lenachri. As the din of, how far, whether Yontif Sheni is Kachol or is it Dechuya. So the Rav wanted to say that no, really, there's really one issue. Really, you could learn it's one heter. It's the same Yisod. The heter of Yontif Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni, how is it the same? So what the Rav says like this is that what's the heter? We know we have a Gemara in Brachas and other places after your test. We have a concept of Kavod HaBrias, and that's why in the Kavod HaMeis, Kavod HaBrias, and we know that Gadol Kavod HaBrias, Chodocha, Bosase, we assume on a Drabanan level. We say Kavod HaBrias is a Docha and it's a Drabanan, not a Deraisa. So the Rav is saying, as other Rishonim say like this, other Mefarshim say like this. So it's all one halacha. Really, what's the heter of Kura? Is we're concerned to be Zayin HaMeis. So Kavod HaBrias says I have to do the Kfura, and that's what Rav Moshe writes. Bizman is there, wait, there's no heter. When there is no bizayin, you put them away where they're not going to smell, and that's it. You wait until after Yantav. But the Rav points out, the Pshat in the Gemara here is that really we're talking about the din of Kavod HaBrias. So Kavod HaBrias, the klal is, it's Docha Durabon and not a Deraisa. So comes to Yantav Rishon, which is dealing with a Deraisa, so a Jew can't do it. So therefore a Jew can't do it, so Kavod HaBrias, but you got a guy to do it. So you get Kavod HaBrias down to a din Durabanan. But on Yantav Sheni, the whole din of Yantav Sheni is only Durabanan. So therefore you can, and that's why the Rav points out, if you the whole discussion in the Gemara, whether Yantav Sheni, where does it get its Kedusha from? If it's based on a Minig or based on Takana, he's saying, you have to assume, he's assuming the whole issue, if you assume it's Hutra, you have to assume the whole basis of Yantav Sheni only Midin Minhug, because if it's Midin Minhug, you can't say there's nothing more to talk about because it was Hutra. But so therefore, let me ask you something on Yantav Rishon. So the derice is the Tachrichim and the Kfura. What about Dinim Durabanan on Yantav Rishon? Who does that? Dinim Durabanan necessary for the Kfura. Is that also a day guy? Could a Jew do that? Yes, so that's the discussion. What's Pshat? How you learn this? What's
Kavod HaBrias Docha? Let's first get the rule.
The rule is Docha Nisid Rabbanan, but not a Deraisa. So therefore the rule is, so the reason why you have to ask a guy on Yom Tov Rishon is because Yom Tov Rishon is Deraisa. Kavod HaBrias is in Docha Deraisa, so I get a guy to do it. I have my Kavod HaBrias and I'm only violating Nisid Rabbanan. Yantav Sheni itself is only
Kavod
a drabbanan.
Kavod HaBrias is for a mace, yeah, so that,
no, actually not. So that,
right?
Yeah, actually, so that's a further discussion, the whole, as the Meiri and the Ramban, where they make a distinction. That's a Machokas Rishonim, whether...
Because
the Ramban, you know, wants to claim all the discussions, the Gemara, are Kavod HaChai. Perhaps they want to make it, maybe only say, you could violate a drabbanan, but kum va'aseh, if it's Kavod HaChai. If it's Kavod HaMeis, someone might say maybe not. But others say no, there's no distinction between Kavod, but that's that point, that's a Machlokas we've shown him. So the Meiri has, that's the Meiri's Chiddush he has, he discusses about doing that, if you're working with the Rav then, so then, and that's the Meiri, or the Rav's working with the Meiri, that you get a Jew to do Yantav Rishon, you get a Jew to do Durabanan, because the only reason, if it's a din of Kavod HaBrias, so then it's only the Deraisas I can't get. And they work at both. What about getting a guy on Yantav Sheni if they're Goyim around? So again, that depends on how far you take, you know, Hutra Dechuyas. You know, so by we assume
so that the second day is going to be Drabanan for a Jew?
Right, so it's
not
even what, because Yantav Sheni itself is Drabanan, so automatically it's a Drabanan. So now I can do it. I could go ahead and be Osik Bekfura, because no matter what I do,
in
I think that's a discovery, right, because that might be a Deraisa, right? Right, so on Yantav Sheni, right, so based on this. Right, I forgot, I have to check. I know they discussed that, Shaila, if you discuss, and then because Korea.
Oh, yeah, they're going to Korea.
Yeah, in terms of that. But right, that wouldn't be legal. Yeah, right. But that's the day after
this. Is this Kiddush, or is this just understanding how the mechanics of the Gemara works?
Yeah, so it's, no, like he's, that's how he's right. Right, because the Pashtus is it's two separate things. Most learn it's two separate halachas, nothing to do with one another. So I think the Iri, they say, no, it's not two different halachas, it's all the same din. That's what this Kiddush is. The Pashtus is, if you just hold on to the Gemara, it seems to be telling me it did about Mir Lenachri. And therefore you have to work with, then you have to get, okay, rule or exception to rule. So if we're saying it's a din of Kavar Bria, it has nothing to do with Amir or Nakri. So therefore those Rishonim have to explain themselves, you know, if they don't want to. You don't have to say it's... So the Ramosha Salavechik, I think he quotes this one of his sperm, Zeichel Mori, he quotes it that there was a case in Brisk, or wherever he was in Europe, where on Erev Shavuos, late Erev Shavuos, a big Dayan died, a big Talmud Chacham, and the concern was if they did the Kfuah right before, late afternoon, Erev Shavuos would be a Bizayan, no one would come, or, you know, it's a small turn, because everyone's busy. So Rav Moshe Salavek Shepasht in L'chadchila, he said, wait till Yontif Sheni, and having you go ahead, and the Jews should go ahead, interested into Yontif Rishon,
on
Shavuos. He said,
look, that goes against the Chassam Sofer.
That Shavuos is even more machmir.
Yeah, Chassam Sofer says that that's the exception to the rule.
Yeah, but Rav Moshe is saying it by all of them, including, right, he says, Rav Moshe is what the Rav quotes in the, he quotes in the footnotes, he quotes his father, Rav Moshe, even on Shavuos, certainly...
That's a big chiddush, yeah, because the Chassam Sofer says the second day of Shavuos...
because that's how it's uniform,
is just as chomerdik as the first day, that all the takhanas of the second day...
Because there was no real... there really was no suffix on the second day.
Right, so there is no, right.
Exactly, yes.
Because it's a drabon and it's raised to a higher level.
Yeah, so right, now, right, the Rav Moshe, right, taking on the Chassam Sofer.
Wasn't second day.
What
did he do with
a
melech?
Here the issue is the second day. What do you do
with
a king? A melech,
it's all different. You covered him, right, so... Right, so that was a tremendous chiddush by Rav Moshe. And even L'chadchila, it sounded like... L'chadchila, better to do a L'chadchila on Yom Tov Sheni, have more people come, than have a bizayon and having a small soul. That gets into the whole question of
where is this found?
He has it.
This Rav, the Rav or of Moshe?
Yeah, the Rav Sefer or on Lezeh Yisur,
right.
So he has it in the notes on that sugya. He brings it down that even on Erev Shavuos is even bigger.
That's what Chumash connects to Chassam Sofer, who says just exact.
Right now, right?
Because known it.
No, right. I'm saying obviously right. So unless the Chassam Sofer maybe Moda to Kfura, because it's a Gemara, so you know what I'm saying, like, the Gemara says you can do Kfura, Yontif Sheni, and it doesn't make a distinction. So I don't know if necessarily the Chassam Sofer, I don't know if we could extrapolate more, because it could be out the Kiddush of Kfura, not the din, not necessarily Cholek in principle.
Because they didn't know whether it was Lav or Zion in
the Shavuos. Yeah, that could be right.
No,
I think the Chazal, because it wasn't a real Sfeika, because every other, you just count 50 days. So,
right.
So in terms of... So we have the three Gemaras which are exceptional of the rules. We have the Gemara in Erevin, that with Tzarech Mila, so it depends how you learn the Gemara. According to the Rambam and according to the Ramban, it's clearly an exception because the Ramban says there is no Amir Lenachri with Tzarech Mitzvah. According to the Rambam, that's the principle. Shavuos to Shavuos to Makom Mitzvah. We learn it out from there. According to Baal Hashem, this is the principle. Afil Malacha Daraisa, you could do with Tzarech Mila. Then we have another Gemara in Gittin, which seems again to prove, according to the Sefer Itta, that is the rule. We see a Malacha Daraisa even on a mitzvah. Maybe mitzvah Darabim. Others will say even the Rambam and Riff will have to say it's an exception to the rule, unless of course they learn like the Or Zeruah, that we're talking about Ksiva is only Darabanan, because only Ashuras and Yavanas, and therefore it's only Shavuos to Shavuos. And then Kfura, again, so if you learn the Gemara, the Pashtus, the Yontif Rishon is telling me it didn't Amir L'Nachri, so then, again, so it fits, that's the rule, the Sefer Itta comes through again, from Malacha D'Raisa, and according to the others, you have to say it's an exception, but if you're going like the Rav saying, that you don't have to come on, he's saying it's nothing to do with Amir L'Nachri at all. It's a din of Kavod HaBriyos being Docher, this is Rabbana, not a Daraisa. So Yontif Rishon, where it's Daraisa, so you need a guy to do it to get it down to a Rabbana. So you get a guy to do the kfura for you. But a yantav sheni, which itself is only drabanan, so it's covered up rias, but the maize lying, they have a bizayan, so therefore even a Yisrael itself. This one last point is a kasha that it brings up is, we know we have a, so we said, so basically the norm of halach is shvus to shvus to makam mitzvah, and then we say, but makam sarach, we say you can do it the right. So in fact, that's the whole discussion, let's say, turning on, let's say, an air conditioner in a room, let's say, when it's hot. So again, so it depends who you're learning like. If you're learning like the Chazon Ish, you're dealing with the Daraisa, and you know, any type of even non-white appliances, according to him, anytime you're breaking a certain, you know, but we don't, you know, most don't assume like the Chazon Ish, and therefore, Pasha, if there's no light in any electrical appliance, it doesn't have a light involved, it's Pasha, you know, Rosh Hashanah Zalman clears why it shouldn't be Heter Gomer, but the bottom line, it's only Nitzah Drabanan, so therefore, depends, so if you assume it's Drabanan, so what's to shvus to shvus to makam sarach. If you hold like the Chazon Ish, you have to come on. You have to really be. Has to be like a zaken maybe, or a chulina. Has to be a bigger tzar. Pashas we assume not like the Chazon Ish. That's why turning on air conditioners. Or let's say you ask me, what about now on all these hotel rooms? You can't get in unless you use one of those cards. So and you know maybe I don't know if the cards involved the right to drabanan, but then that'd be. Then kedai lismoch al balita. What choice do you have? The only way to get into your room. Maybe some postman say you can't. It's also to go to the hotel. I haven't heard that chumra yet. But I assume the only way to get into your room. So then you'd have to get. Right. So I'm just saying.
But what are the parameters? I mean, in other words, we said Mila and
that's
and
right. So
those are exceptional.
Right. Case. The parameters are like this. So Mila. So basically. Mila and Yish, that's why, and then Mila and Yish, so Yish HaRitzel, I mentioned last time, Rav Kook, so Yish HaRitzel is the biggest heter. That's the, putting the words of Ruh aside, that's the Gemara saying you could do a Din D'Oraisa. You know, you could even get a guy to write for you on Shabbos to get. So Yish HaRitzel, everyone agrees to, all the poskim that you could do D'Oraisas, mitzvah D'Rabim. Mila then is, you have a machlokas by Mila, but you have the machlokas is specific, let's say, Tosis and the Eater right on Mila, whether you can do a deraisa. So Mila you can be more lenient because you have actually the Rishonim saying specifically Mila. So Yishon Ritz is on the top as being the most lenient for, you don't be violating deraisas. Mila then would come into second because the Gemara is by Mila and the Baal Itta says it explicitly by Mila. And then you have within the Rishonim how they learn it, where they extend. So then the next level will be shvus to shvus, only the makam mila, and then we usually go lakua with those Rishonim that we assume shvus to shvus to makam mitzvah. In other words, that's the different shitas in the Rishonim. The normative stock seems to be that we extend and that we don't just limit it. Those are just teaching us the rule, but it's not limited to mila. It's not limited to Eretz Yisrael. It's not limited to kfura. That's teaching us a general rule of makam mitzvah. And then the poskim get into how much of a tzarek. The machlokas would be many times is what do you consider a tzarek? Like, is sitting in a hot room in the summer a tzarek?
Getting into your room, I heard someone say, getting into your room because you need to a nap on Shabbos. Is that a tzarek? Is that a tzarek Shabbos? Like, Start with the rabbin, the air conditioner in the shul versus the air conditioner in your home. That also.
Yeah, right. Then makam rabbin, I say, turning on your light in your, for shul. And this is, again, that all means you have more to rely on because then you can rely on the Baal Itza, not just the pure, the makam mitzvah, the rabbin. So then the poskim can say, kedai lismoch al Baal Itza, as opposed to your own personal house, but then it gets into, that's what I'm saying is a lot of times it's unclear when you see the poskim arguing what's in the kuda. Is it they're arguing either it's not a good enough sarach, so in other words, this is the rule, so it's going to your hotel room to, I guess in theory, you mean to go back again, how do you have to get into sleep? You mean the next morning, so you're saying
yeah.
then
you want to go back. I mean, what's the tzorach here? You stay in the lobby till after Shabbos.
Right, then, right. You get in what about, you know, Bitul Mitzvah, Oneg Shabbos, Shabbos, Shaina, B'Shabbos, Tainug.
There's no Rabbim then.
No, right, no. Again, no, I'm thinking, I hear what you're saying, is what I'm saying is then it would come down to, that's why you'd have a, that's a discussion on the poskim would be, not on the halakhic principle, but on the tzarach. How do you, what did Chazal have in mind? Like, is it, do I have to analyze each specific, like, every time, like, yeah, go, you know, once my choice, I go to a hotel, does that mean, I'm in the hotel, now I have, at the moment, right now, I gotta get my safer in the room, I gotta go to sleep, so do I just say it's automatic, or do I have to, I'm saying, I didn't see the post and split up, I'm saying, that's how they deal with, some just say blanket, it's with Sarah, and I don't have to go analyze every case, well, is it a safer, is it sleep, or that, they basically, you know, are pretty much mako, and then you can have the other school, you know, want to say, okay, let's take it seriously, the Prince of Malkum Surah. So obviously you can't sleep in the lobby that night, but then, it's probably more, the issue is more of a din l'chatchila, because bottom line is, you could rely on, put it comes to shove, you have the Baal Itter. And the Ramah even quotes the Baal Itter v'halacha, even though he says, it's best not to rely on them, but they're going to say, being in a hotel, I guess, why don't go to a hotel, that's a separate, but being in the hotel is a shasat chak, and therefore, you just rely on the Baal Itter. But that's because the principle's not going to change. It's going to come down how the posek views what's considered, whether it's how uncomfortable, how hot, and, how quick they want to do it. That's what it seems to be, because the principle's there. The question is then, what's considered, and that's obviously not black and white, what's considered a tzara, and what isn't?
So the Baal Itter gave his psak across the board, or only in Mila?
Right, so that's
that
further discussion. Exactly.
As to whether it is. So exactly. Some people not even hold of the Baal Itter.
All right,
I think
the poskim seem to take the side that, I said in normative times, they take the side that shvus to shvus is all makam mitzvah. I'm saying the way the poskim seem to, again, the way I see it, the consensus view, if you want to call it consensus, but on the question of shvus to shvus, the makam mila, they assume it's not just mila, but they spread it to any mitzvah.
So shvus to shvus is going to be telling the goy, and assuming that whatever they're doing is a day is a
drabbanon. And then sarach, that'd be a makam sarach, and then they take the.
Do you need all of them, or shvus to shvus on its own stands?
No, that's shvus isn't. In fact, that's
not enough.
Right. I didn't go into that, but I just throw out the question: is that the kash is, why do we need a makam? What happened to engos and gzeira? They discussed that question, but I'm not going to have time now. But why do you need a shvus to shvus? To say it's gzeira, because that's our discussion of trade derabanan. The difference between trade derabanan versus like the question of carrying a chai, no say it's atzmo in a karmelis. Is it hetzegamar, or is it hetzedraban? That gets into what was the formulation of not carrying in a karmelis. If it's set up as a gzeira, then it goes in gzeira. But if it's set up as a separate dindraban and protect that, so that's a discussion. But the bottom line, you need a makam mitzvah. We assume you need a right. So I said so that the normative stock is shvus to shvus, and we assume any makam mitzvah, and then people even take it makam makam hefsid tzara. But then in the Baal Itter says it by mila, but the poskim use it for makam even.
So what's
cause
the consciousness of the remiza?
No, so the remiza is more that comes with more when it's not with tzarach mitzvah. Let's say it's dark. Let's say you want to go to sleep in your room. It's another halach I didn't get into by Mir Wanofi is an iser hana. Besides, because they wanted to put some teeth to it, but if you can get benefit from it, so you're going to tell them anyway and use it. So. So even when you could do a remisa, should go there even be mutter, doesn't necessarily mean you can't always get the hana. So basically, the exception to the rule would be is they say turning off a light. If you want to sleep and the light's on, that's an indirect benefit. You can have because it's not a positive benefit would be turning on the light for you. But the poskimamekel, if you have to sleep and the light's on, you can get a guy to close your light because that's an indirect benefit. And others, let's say the other heter is, if you had some light in the room already, and then he makes it lighter, so then you can, but then post can bring down, and the
joke.
Right. But once the original light goes out, they say then you shouldn't read anymore after right. that. That's the thing. That's the Shul thing. You know, which the Torah, which the Shulchan Aruch brings down. And then there's a machloka, I think, with Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe about, let's say, opening up. Could you get? Let's say someone, you got a guy to open up an envelope for you. Could you get benefit from the content inside? Today, that depends. Is that indirect? You can have the judgment call among the poskim, what's considered direct, what's considered indirect, but in terms of that. But those.
How about a light in a refrigerator?
What's the question? It's on. You mean?
It's on. It goes on. It's on.
Right. So I'm just saying. So a light in your fridge. That's a psik resha. Pasha. This is the right. So you want to know about getting. Right.
Can you?
That would be the Amir Lenachri, and then it would be.
But hold on, you don't have a shvus to shvus.
Right, as I'm saying, it depends to what the guy is doing.
It's not going to be able to help you.
You mean opening up the fridge, you mean?
Yeah, Rav Moshe said clearly you can't open
the fridge. No, opening a fridge would be a din d'oraisa, so then you'd only be. Only so according to the Bala Yitzir, you could find a heter.
How?
But it's okay, he's assuming. You talking about food to Shabbos. You need the food.
You have your food for Shabbos.
I thought again that.
No, I'm not saying
you don't need the shvus to shvus now.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying is the normative halacha. You're right.
But the Balu Yitzir.
No, but according to the Balu Yitzir, you could no problem. What's the
first? It's a.
According to the Balu Yitzir, Shabbos going to mean you could just about do everything with Tzorach Mitzvah. But according to the Balu Yitzir, any even on a mitzvah Drabanan, you could get a guy to do.
Even directly.
Yeah, we don't. I'm saying that's not. We don't normally. We try not to rely on the balitza lechatchilas. I'm saying that's why if you can other ways of avoiding a deraisa, right? Then some poskim will tell you not to rely on the balitza. That depends on how much.
But that's a malacha shenis shikol lekufa.
No. But here it's a psik. No, someone it's a psik reisha.
The reisha is not so clear. No,
right.
But let's say
you're turning the light on. But you
open. Yeah, but you want the food. So
no, but that's on. No, but I know, but that. But you're doing a malacha d'oraisa. I can't turn on the light because I want the food.
You don't want the light on.
No, right. Gets into. Is a light in the fridge a psik reisha de nichle or de lo nichle?
Psik reisha de lichle, but still malacha shenis shikol gufa.
No, but. That's any psik reisha then. But what psik reisha mean by that? Psik reisha means that I'm doing malacha A, and I know by definition it's required to do malacha B. So therefore, gets into the lamdis. But we assume that you're mechaben for malacha. That depends on the
lamdis.
No, but then I'm saying according to when.
That's on the gas.
So when did you ever have?
So
you never have a psik reisha then. I'm saying if you think, because then you could if you say it's a malacha and it's useful
to go
for.
Psik reisha, you step on the gas, you want the car to go.
Right.
You open the fridge because you want the food. If you
no, but that's not the point. The point is you're opening the fridge, you're turning.
You know what's going to happen.
We're talking about the malacha of turning the light on. There's no problem taking food.
No, but you didn't want to turn the light on. Yes, nichale, because once the light's on, you like it. But you wanted to open the door, and if you could have opened that door without the light turning on, that's what you would have preferred.
Right, no, but they assume, but segregation means you are makaban. That's the whole Rabbi Chananam thing. That's what Pshadim's segregation means. You are, that's the shot, I'm saying that's the chakirim, sik resha. That by doing that, you are saying, no, you are machaven to put the light on. I mean, that's what you want. I hear what you're saying, but that would take away most of the sik resha cases.
The difference, I'm just working on the subject. The difference is much less from Gufa, it seems to be the definition of the action itself, but it's only the kavana behind the action.
Either definition will work in this case.
What?
Either definition will
no,
work.
The question is in the definition of the action.
I mean, I think I'm being excited.
I got to get back to this here. Hano is for the Jew. He can't get Hano.
Right, because we want to give peace to the Xerah. So therefore, if a guy walks in.
But by definition, everything you're going to ask for the Goy is always going to be for Hano.
No, that's why.
Second reason why.
Indirect Hano, if you have some. That's why you're right. You can't. In general, you're right. In general, you cannot. If a guy walks in and turns the light on for you, can't use it. Right. I'm saying the exceptions are if it's indirect, like. it's a net, you know, like turning off the light.
Or but if you have the original hetter, shlus to makom, whatever,
right.
Then the hanoa piece just falls
off. Right, yeah, because that's the whole, that's the because makom mitzvah, yeah.
Now, what about the other side? Does the goy have to have a hanoa?
It just so happens that
the someone once said that I heard that that if a goy turns on a light for you, he has to have
benefit for that. No, right, he can't, right.
That's why some people say, use the hotel room to open the door. You should have something on the table to give the goy a piece of chocolate or something.
Yeah, no, right. Right.
So he's getting an
that's what, but maybe not, because if you're going to go by shvus to shvus and the makom mitzvah, then the hanok parameter falls off.
Right, no, I'm saying parashas it does. I'm saying the makom mitzvah, then you don't have to work, because I can't say shvus the makom mitzvah turn on the light, but sorry, you can't use the light. All right, obviously,
no, it's a
there's no problem if it's there's no hanok problem if you're doing the makom
mitzvah.
The way I thought that is the issur hanok comes in when it's a case where you don't technically violate like a remiz or shalom derech tzivui, even then if it's then it's still an issur malacha, then unless you have an indirect, unless you have the exception, right. But that's a, but the makom mitzvah is no problem of hana.
So that's how you get out of the problem. So there's never a case where you can derive benefit. So in a shul, you come into a room and you need to have the lights on, right? You're about to give a shiur,
right?
And you know the room. Can you get? So you get the. So you go tell the guy, the goy, to shvus. Now.
Yeah, but you forget about you have the right. They're saying the mitzvah, the rabbis already have.
Right, but you can never do it on a deraisa. Is that another principle we could establish?
No,
not necessarily.
No, but we're assuming that you even do mitzvah. We do do it. We don't do it, but if we get a guy to turn on a light, that's a deraisa.
That's a deraisa.
Yeah. So as the rule is, we try to keep it a shvus to shvus if it's for us. But if it's a mitzvah to rabim, then it's more about it.
Okay.
When it's not, when it's for us and a deraisa, then that gets into a, how far the poskim want to go. Like if they turn on a light, you might sue the Shabbos. Can I do that or not?
Right. So let's say you come home.
Exactly. Yes.
So
then
there you don't have a shvus to shvus.
Right. We're assuming it's a deraisa, then you're only having one.
So now you're stuck.
Yeah. Well. No, but then, it's a, then it becomes a shas at chak, and then I do lie in the Baal Itzer now.
Okay, so the Baal Itzer is the ace in the hole.
Exactly.
And that's what people...
Yeah, yeah. Because in fact, the Ramah brings it down and says that's the concept of a shas. He says it's best not to have... Because we lie in the Baal Itzer when we have to. In other words, I could be, that is a shas at chak if I can't eat my... in other words, basically, according to Baal Itzer, you don't have to worry, get a guy right away. According to us, we try to shoot for a shvus to shvus first.
Right.
And then,
so according to the Baal Eter, any case, whether it's deraisa or derabanan, you can tell him.
Yeah, even on a mitzvah derabanan, yeah.
Even on a deraisa.
Yeah, even on a mitzvah derabanan, even you get a guy to do a deraisa, even if the
mitzvah. Even for your mitzvah.
Yeah, even with only so and even
the tiniest tzorech.
But it depends. Well, that gets into what's considered.
Right.
That's the million dollar question: what is considered good tzorech?
Right.
What's considered a valid tzorech?
But you've been asked all these millions of questions. I mean, you go into the hotel is the classic.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You
know, so you do. But I heard to do that also. Someone told me leave something there so that way the goy derives a hanoch and he gets something out of that. But again, you may not need it.
Yeah.
I'll check into that one. I always assume the heter of not once you took tzorach mitzvah there's no problem of hana anymore.
Everybody leaves.
Okay, hold on.
Or else now what's the point of turning on the way?
But generally there's that
problem. Yeah, exactly. Well,
before everybody goes, next week, guys, can we make it 7:45 start? Can everybody get here in time? We will actually start at 7:45.
I'm not gonna go to New York.
Because all problematic stuff goes later, as you can see. Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, so 7:45.
I'll give you one next week. I'm going to New York tomorrow morning, 4 o'clock. Are you going to New York or not?
You
going again for the third time.
To Teaneck, where are you going? Where are you going?
What?
Next week or next week? This week.